In our series from the Mountain West News Bureau, looking into deaths at more than 70 jails overseen by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, we discovered a pattern of negligence, mismanagement, and a lack of training. In fact, 1 in 5 correctional guards working in these jails haven't even completed the required basic training to do their jobs. That includes the 2 guards who oversaw the last hours of Carlos Yazzie's life. The 44-year-old day laborer died at a jail in Shiprock, New Mexico. Nate Hedgie reports.
Carlos Yazzie's brother, Chris, is standing on land his family has owned for generations. It's beautiful red rock desert in the northern part of the Navajo Nation. But for Chris, it carries a lot of bad memories.
We always grew up with a lot of shame, you know, a lot of guilt, a lot of heartache because my stepdad, you know, he was just kind of a heartless man, you know, he only thought of himself.
He says his stepdad was an alcoholic Marine veteran who used to beat his kids.
He would just take his knuckle and just get you right on the head, man, and you'd just be, you know, you'd be in pain for about 10, 15 minutes, man, and he did stuff like that because, you know, you couldn't see the bumps on your head, man, you know.
Chris says that relentless abuse drove many of his siblings towards drugs and alcohol, including Carlos, his older brother. Carlos was a big guy in his mid-40s with a dark complexion.
You know, straight hair, he kind of had a little mullet going on.
He was a hard worker with a talent for masonry. That is, when he wasn't drinking.
A lot of times he acknowledged, you know, hey, I'm a drunk, yeah, I'm addicted to alcohol.
That addiction put Carlos in and out of jails his entire life, including the night of his death. But on that final night, he arrived desperately needing medical attention. His right foot was swollen and his blood alcohol content was estimated to be 0.461. That's 6 times the legal limit. Ian Paul is a forensic pathologist for New Mexico's Office of the Medical Investigator. He says anything over 0.3 is considered potentially lethal.
The vast majority of people couldn't function at all and in fact would be comatose at a concentration of 0.461.
Jail records show that authorities knew Yazzie was intoxicated and argumentative, but they decided he was healthy enough to stay in the jail. He was put in a cramped isolation cell. They were supposed to check on him every 30 minutes. That's federal policy. But he was left unmonitored for 6 hours. A guard found his body in the morning as he was handing out orange jumpsuits. An autopsy report that was supervised by Paul found that Carlos died from acute alcohol poisoning, a condition that's easily treatable at a hospital.
The standard treatment would be a tube placed into the trachea to help his breathing, intubation, and place him on a breathing machine for a few hours until his blood alcohol concentration would have decreased.
Back at his house on the Navajo Nation, Chris Yazzie says, sure, his brother was a severe alcoholic. But maybe that night would have been a turning point for him.
The corrections officers are basically, you know, are holding these lives in their hands with their decisions, you know.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Navajo Department of Corrections declined to comment on Yazzie's case, but jail records show that both of the guards on duty had not completed the basic required training at the Indian Police Academy to do their jobs. This training includes 400 classroom hours of CPR, first aid, and how to deal with intoxicated inmates. Federal investigators and correctional officers say the Indian Police Academy has a chronic backlog. Ophelia Begay is the supervisor at a jail in nearby Window Rock, Arizona.
You know, when you first come aboard, you are required to be certified, become certified within 1 year, but that does not happen.
For example, she's been pushing 2 years to get one of her female guards certified.
I cannot leave her alone. She has to have someone all the time with her.
That's because under federal policy, an untrained guard shouldn't be left alone. But sometimes staff shortages mean that happens, as it did during the final hours of Yazzie's life. And a lack of training isn't the only problem at many of these facilities. There are also no doctors or nurses on staff, and that had deadly results for both Yazzie and a 33-year-old mother of 4 named Brandy Skunkcap. Her story is next in our series. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.